I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, if I told you that somebody had been arrested for blasting music and driving their neighbors crazy, you probably wouldn't think 82-year-old grandma? No. There's an 82-year-old woman in Scotland named Stella Masson, and back in 2016, she had a falling out with the family that lived next door to her. So 82-year-old Stella thought, I've had it with these neighbors. I'm going to start torturing them by blasting her music all hours of the night. And when I say her music, I mean
what are
music
we talking, Glenn Miller?
From the 1920s.
Yes.
She played one song over and over. It's called The Laughing Policeman. Imagine this all day long at max volume.
I like this.
I know a fat old policeman. He's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man. He really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman. He's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
So all day long. For like a year.
This is great. Right off the Victrola, no doubt.
She is blasting this music. Finally, the people call the cops after a year of complaints. They come over there. They find the speakers pointed toward the wall, 82-year-old Stella wearing earplugs. And after blasting the music, she got a $585 fine and has moved to a different part of Scotland.
It's a great song.
The Laughing Policeman.
The Laughing Policeman. I will bring that down to the Fun with the Fuzz tomorrow. We will play that just before we start running tomorrow. We will run away from that song is what we will do. All right, and the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral earlier this week. Thankfully, no souls lost, but there was great concern. In fact, it was assumed that 180,000 bees were gone. They had three hives there at the Notre Dame Cathedral on one of the roofs, and it was just, they just thought, well, there's no way. There's no way those bees survived all that, that fire and that heat and that smoke. Well, it turns out they did. Experts say
it's a miracle.
They survived because they were drunk on smoke. The bees clung to life and protected their queen. Satellite photos showing that the three hives did not burn. One of the officials said instead of killing them, the smoke actually makes them drunk, puts them to sleep.
On 420 weekend, or leading up to 420.
Since bees don't have lungs, they can't die from smoke inhalation, but they can die from the excessive heat. European bees, unlike some bee species in other places, do not abandon their hives when facing danger. So these bees, we're staying here. When bees sense fire, they gorge themselves on honey and stay to protect their queen, who does not move. And so that's what they did. They got fat on honey.
Wow.
Got high on the smoke, passed out, covered the queen. Everything good. Now they're all fat, but at least they all survived.
Let's go get some honey. Who's up for a honey run? Come on. And finally, in New Mexico, a man is facing multiple charges after he was seen riding a motorcycle with no license plate back on April 7th. Begins as a routine traffic stop. They pull over 23-year-old Yasubio Padilla, and they pull him over, and they said, well, you don't got the license plate. They started to give him the once-over, and they spot a knife on Padilla when they pat him down. And then they caught him trying to remove a baggie from his rear, from his backside, during the traffic stop. And then so they decide to look into that a little further.
Wait, look into what a little further?
The bag that he pulled out of his backside, turns out it had 44 diamonds in it. And the 44 diamonds in front recovered from his backside, they said that he told the officers it came from his uncle, who usually has, quote, stolen items. And they said, well, he was going to trade the rare gemstones for some drugs. And, you know, now he's being held until that can happen. I don't know if that's considered responsible sourcing of diamonds or not, but the fact that he had him up his backside riding a motorcycle, I'm pretty sure he was riding the motorcycle standing up, if you know what I mean.
I can't believe it's news.